Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, July 13, 2023, 1 John.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God this evening to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And in preparation to worship our Lord this evening, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 1 John chapter 4, and the paragraph we are in is very, very important for us in the day in which we live. We are living in the United States of America, a client nation to God, today. But we may not be the client nation to God tomorrow. We are a nation in apostasy. We are a nation in degeneracy. We are a nation with a lot of influential speakers. False teachers, politicians, religious leaders, Marxists, socialists, liberals, and they are not influenced by God. They are influenced by demons. And most of the people in this country are listening to and responding to influential speakers, false teachers, influenced by demons, but not listening to and responding to sound doctrinal teachers influenced by God the Holy Spirit. And that was also going on in John's day, and that's what 1 John 4, 1-3 is so important. 1 John 4, verse 1, beloved ones, royal family of God, church-age saints, stop believing any and every pneuma. And over the different classes that you've learned that this word is used in many different ways. It's usually transliterated or translated spirit. But it has about seven different meanings. And here it refers to people. Pneuma here are people influenced by spirits. There are sound doctrinal communicators influenced by God the Holy Spirit. And there are false teachers, influential speakers, influenced by demons. And so the mandate here is stop believing any and every pneuma, influential speaker, communicator of the Word of God. But analyze the spirits. Analyze these influential speakers. Analyze these teachers. Test them. Examine them to see whether or not they are sound doctrinal communicators or whether they are false teachers. So analyze these spirits. Analyze these communicators of God's Word. Analyze these influential speakers, whether they are from God. Because many false prophets, many false teachers have gone out into the world to evangelize for the cosmic system. And they're fakes. They're counterfeits. They're evil. And yet, in our country, most of the people in this nation are listening to and influenced by these communicators. Communicators who are influenced by demons. Verse 2. This is how the Spirit of God, God the Holy Spirit, is recognized. Every spirit, every sound doctrinal communicator who acknowledges, teaches that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, he is from God. This communicator is influenced by God the Holy Spirit. He teaches the incarnation and virgin birth of the eternal Son of God, his hypostatic union. But, verse 3, every pneuma, persuasive speaker, false teacher, who does not acknowledge and teach the Jesus of the God-breathed scriptures, that is, Orthodox Christology and soteriology, absolutely is not from God. Indeed, this false teaching keeps on being the spirit of the Antichrist, about whom you have heard that he is coming in the tribulation, the Antichrist, but right now, now in the church age, he, the spirit of Antichrist, false teachers are already in the world. They keep on being in the world right now in the church age, the spirit of Antichrist. So these persuasive speakers, these pneuma, these false teachers, they do not acknowledge, they do not teach Orthodox Christology and soteriology. They reject and distort the incarnation and virgin birth. They reject and distort the hypostatic union of Jesus Christ. They reject and distort the impeccability of Christ. They reject and distort the salvation work of Christ on the cross. And they absolutely are not from God. And therefore they are totally divorced from the grace and the power of God. The rejection and distortion of Orthodox Christology and soteriology, that is the spirit of the Antichrist today in the church age. Now, the Antichrist of the tribulation, he is the ultimate manifestation of false teaching. He's sold out to Satan 100%. But the many false teachers of today are his precursors. These believers today in the church age are called Antichrist. 1 John chapter 2, the Apostle John has already taught this. 1 John 2:18. Children, students, it is the last hour. The last hour goes all the way from the first advent to the second advent, a very unique period of time. And just as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming in the tribulation, even now, now in the church age, many Antichrists, many believers living in Satan's cosmic system exist. And from this fact, we have come to know that it is the last hour. And then John taught it again in verse 22 of 1 John 2. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? That is, that Jesus is the Messiah. This one is Antichrist, against the Lord Jesus Christ. The one who denies, repudiates the Father and the Son. Also, of course, our verse, 1 John 4:3, and then 2 John, verse 7, and after we finish 1 John, we'll be teaching 2 John. 2 John, verse 7, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. Again, they reject the incarnation and virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, his hypostatic union. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. In these last days which we are living in, we are living in the church age, and the last days go from First Advent to the Second Advent. In these last days, Satan, who is the ruler of planet Earth right now, he has shifted his gears. We can see it happening right before our eyes. And now Satan is going full speed ahead to prepare this world for his man. He's preparing the world right now for his man that is going to come in the tribulation, the Antichrist. Right now, as Pastor Olson is up here and speaking, right now, the spirit of the Antichrist, false teachers, are being used by Satan to prepare the way for his man, the Antichrist, who is coming in the tribulation. These false teachers include politicians. They include socialists. They include Marxists. They include liberals. They include religious leaders. All of these make up these false teachers. So a couple of things. One, right now, the spirit of the Antichrist, his false teachers, are promoting globalism. This is why you hear all the time, globalism, globalism, globalism. So right now, the spirit of the Antichrist, his false teachers, are promoting globalism, which will culminate in the one world government of the tribulation ruled by the Antichrist, the one world dictator. So right now, the spirit of the Antichrist, his false teachers, are promoting globalism, which will culminate in the one world government of the tribulation, when the Antichrist will become the dictator of the whole world. Two, this globalism includes three factors. It includes three factors: political internationalism, religious internationalism, economic internationalism. And this is going full speed ahead right now. Political internationalism. We have the modern-day Tower of Babel, the United Nations. Religious internationalism, ecumenical, the ecumenical movement, it's in high gear. And that religious internationalism will culminate in the prostitute ecumenical religion in the tribulation, which will be the prostitute that rides the beast for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. And then the Antichrist will nuke ecumenical religion. Nuke. That's in the Bible. Wait till we see that passage. But with the first 3.5 years, ecumenical religion will be the prostitute that rides the beast, the Antichrist. And then halfway through, the Antichrist has had enough and he nukes ecumenical religion. And third, economic internationalism. And that is a one world currency. And that is in full speed right now as we speak. One world currency. And you better get ready for it. There will be no more money. You will have to do everything by way of a card. I had my Hummer worked on. And when I got, when it got done, it was finished, the guy says, "Oh, just put your card in there." And I said, "No, I don't use cards." "What? You don't use cards?" I said, "Nope. Cash." "Oh. Well, if we're going to use cash, we got to walk clear over to where the..." I said, "Well, we're going to walk. I don't walk very well, but we're going to walk." I said, "I know the way it's heading. It's heading where there will be a one world currency. There won't be any cash. It'll be a cashless society. That is evil. That's satanic. That's getting ready for the Antichrist in the tribulation. A one world currency." So globalism includes political internationalism, religious internationalism, economic internationalism. Three. The Antichrist will achieve total control of the entire earth. And apparently, by proclamation, everybody wants him to be the ruler of the entire earth. They want him to have total control of the entire earth. Turn over to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. This is amazing. This is how, isn't it fun how the Word of God dovetails together? I mean, we were in Joel studying the day of the Lord, and we went through a lot of passages in Revelation. In fact, Jerry Cahoon said, "I didn't know I was going to study so much of Revelation from the book of Joel." I said, "Well, wait till we get to 1 John. Now we're going to study more." And by the way, who wrote Revelation? John is the human author of Revelation. And what he's writing now in 1 John dovetails with what we're studying in Joel. So here's Joel, 1 John, Revelation. Whew. It's awesome how God works it. Revelation chapter 13, verse 5. "The beast, the Antichrist, was given a mouth to utter arrogant words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. Now, 42 months, that's 3.5 years. That's the last 3.5 years of the tribulation known as the Great Tribulation. That's when the Antichrist will be the worldwide dictator. The last 3.5 years. So he was given a mouth to utter arrogant words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, the Great Tribulation. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God, to blaspheme the living and true God, to blaspheme the Lord Jesus Christ, and to slander his name and his dwelling place and all those who live in heaven. He was given, I want you to pay attention, he was given power to make war against the saints, those who believe in Christ from the in the tribulation, from the two witnesses and the 144,000 super evangelists, 12,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel. He was given power to make war against the saints, those who believe in Christ in the trib, and to conquer them. And he was given authority. The world gives him authority over every tribe, over every people, every language, every nation. He was given authority by the people on planet Earth. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, the Antichrist. All whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. I have got so much writing on my Bible, I can't sometimes read it. You see, that's, nobody will want my Bible when I get, but I got all these things on here, and sometimes I get so much on there I can't read the word. So, point three. The Antichrist will achieve total control of the entire earth, apparently by proclamation. It will be given. He will be given the authority. Given the authority over all the people, all the tribes, all the languages, all the nations. All the inhabitants of the earth will worship him as God. Four. Daniel 7:23 adds to that and states that he shall devour the whole earth. Daniel 7:23. He will devour the whole earth. Five. Today, all the necessary components, right now, as we're today in the world today, in America today, all the necessary physical components that would make a one world government possible, they're here. They're here. They're reality. All the necessary physical components that would make a one world government possible, they have emerged. They're here. They're ready to go into operation. For example, subpoint one, instant communication around the globe. Instant communication around the globe. And this is an absolute necessity for a one world government to operate and maintain its power. This instant communication is possible because of satellites, computers, iPads, iPhones, television, radio, internet devices, and now artificial intelligence, AI. Two, subpoint two, rapid transportation. Rapid transportation is another necessity that is now available. This includes the rapid deployment of troops anywhere in the world. Third, giant computers. Giant computers which bind the world together with electronic data. This is absolutely essential for a one world government to be feasible And this, once again, is now in high gear with AI, artificial intelligence, giant computers which bind the world together with electronic data. Now, before this kind of technology was developed, there were many people, many of them Christians, who questioned the prophecy concerning the Great Tribulation found in Revelation 13, verses 11 to 17. So let's take a look at Revelation 13, starting at verse 11, specifically down in verses 16 and 17, but we'll start at verse 11. It starts there. Revelation 13, verse 11. Then I saw another beast, and the another beast is the false prophet. Coming out of the earth, he had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast, the Antichrist, on his behalf, that is, by the authority of the Antichrist, and made the earth, he made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, the Antichrist, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth, in full view of men. Because of the signs, he was given power to do on behalf or by the authority of the first beast, the Antichrist. He deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He not only deceived them, but he commanded them to set up an image in honor of the beast, the Antichrist, who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, the Antichrist, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. Verse 16. He also forced everyone. He forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one in the world could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast, the Antichrist, or the number of his name. And then he goes on and says in verse 18, this calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. And I've told you this before, and my cardiologist got a good laugh at this. They would do blood work and get the ratio between bad cholesterol, good cholesterol, the ratio. And so I'm looking at the number there and of the cholesterol. He always talks about total cholesterol. I said, well, yeah, but what's the ratio, Doc? What's the ratio? Oh, what, you always want to know the ratio. And he looked, oh, Pastor Olson, this is not good. I said, what's the ratio? He said, 666. I said, that is not good. That is really not good. And we're going to change that, I'll guarantee you that. And I got on to all my... I'm a supplement kind of guy. And I tell you, there is a book, The Vita Nutrient Solution, written by Atkins. And he goes through, and if you got problems in cholesterol or these things and that, I went through and looked at what I had and what he recommended and set up a protocol. I started taking those things. My ratio is down now. At 3-something. Ha! My good cholesterol came up beautifully. Bad cholesterol went down. And it's not 666 anymore. So, one, this passage declares that the one world ruler, the Antichrist, will require everyone on planet Earth to receive the mark of the beast before they will be allowed to buy or sell anything. This passage declares that the one world ruler, the Antichrist, will require everyone on planet Earth to receive the mark of the beast before they will be allowed to buy or sell anything. Two. To receive such a mark, the people would have to recognize the world ruler as God. To receive such a mark, the people will have to recognize the world ruler, the Antichrist, as God. Now we know that during the tribulation starts with all unbelievers. There are no believers when the tribulation starts. What happened to all the believers? The rapture. The rapture. All the believers are gone. We're out. The dead in Christ and those who are living, the rapture generation, we're out of here. And that rapture might be very close. I kind of personally think it's getting close. But anyway, that's all in God's hands. When the rapture takes place. But when the rapture takes place, there are no believers on planet Earth. But God will provide two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, crisis evangelism all over. And they will hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, and there will be thousands and thousands who will place their faith in Jesus Christ. And some of those will be Jews. 12,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel, 144,000 super evangelists, and they will be giving the grace gospel. And between the two witnesses and the 144,000 super evangelists, there will be thousands and thousands that believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, point three. Thousands will refuse to do this. To follow the mandate of the false prophet and the Antichrist. They will refuse to do this, and according to Revelation 20, verse 4, they will be beheaded. Revelation 20, verse 4, they will be martyred for their faith in Jesus Christ. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony of Jesus and because of the Word of God, and those who had not worshipped. They refused to worship the beast, the Antichrist, or his image. And they had not received the mark upon their forehead and upon their hand. And they were martyred for their faith in Christ. But they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom. So they will be, point four, they will be resurrected at the second advent. To reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom. So there will be thousands who will refuse to worship the Antichrist as God and receive the mark. Thousands will refuse to do this, and according to Revelation 20, verse 4, they will be martyred for their faith in Christ. Point 4, they will be resurrected at the second advent and reign with Christ for 1,000 years in the millennial kingdom. So there is no doubt that with today's technology, a one world ruler who is in total control would have the ability to keep a continually updated census of all living persons and know day by day precisely which people had pledged their allegiance to him and had received the mark, and also all those who had not. So today, all the necessary physical components that would make a one world government possible have emerged. For a one world dictator, the Antichrist, to rule the entire planet, all the necessary physical components have emerged. Instant communication worldwide, rapid transportation, satellite technology, giant computers, artificial intelligence, destructive missiles can be accurately delivered to anywhere in the world in minutes. A ruler with control of the world and the world's missile warfare would have the ability to enforce whatever laws he demands, or instantly destroy large segments of the population that refuse to obey him. So, one, these 21st century technological advancements make a one world government a very possible reality. These 21st century technological advancements make a one world government a very possible reality. Two, all these facts add up to the conclusion that the world stage is now set. It's set for the final act. All these facts add up to the conclusion that the world stage is now set for the final act. Three, the events that lead to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the 7-year tribulation, the Antichrist and the false prophet, is only waiting for the conclusion of the church age. And that is the rapture of the church. It's just waiting for the rapture of the church. That is going to take place. That will conclude the church age, and everything will go into operation at that time. The Antichrist, if the rapture is close, the Antichrist is already living. But he won't be revealed until after the rapture. And I go on my computer for a couple of things. To read about UNLV, to read about the Golden Knights, and to check the weather. And I check the weather and I count my blessings. I know I'm not going to die of frostbite in the next week. And I just thank God for this nice weather, nice warm weather. It's awesome. But I can't turn on the computer without seeing now representatives, senators, and their government are warning, we have seen information about UFOs. UFOs, UFOs, UFOs. Well, the rapture is going to take place. How is Satan going to explain that, that we're all out of here? I mean, they were going to put us in prison, but they're happy because they don't have to do that. We're just all gone. Those UFOs took all those, and we ought to thank them for taking all those Christians out of here. So it's very unusual. But everything is in place just waiting for the rapture. Therefore, this globalism includes political internationalism, economic internationalism, political internationalism, one world government, the Antichrist is going to come on the scene, economic internationalism, one world currency, that is being pushed everywhere, religious internationalism, ecumenical religion. Which means let's take a look at religious internationalism or ecumenical religion. Religious internationalism, ecumenical religion. One, this ecumenical religious system of the tribulation is described in Revelation chapter 17 and chapter 18. This ecumenical religious system of the tribulation is described in Revelation chapters 17 and 18. Two, it is called the great prostitute in Revelation 17:1, and is called the mother of prostitutes in Revelation 17 verse 5. So it's called the great prostitute in Revelation 17:1 and the mother of prostitutes, Revelation 17:5. So let's turn over to Revelation 17. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17, verse 1. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, and I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute," the great prostitute, ecumenical religion, "who sits on many waters." And we'll take a look at that in a moment. What are the many waters? Not right now. With her, the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adultery. Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert, and there I saw a woman, ecumenical religion, sitting on a scarlet beast, the Antichrist. Now here is ecumenical religion riding the Antichrist that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold and precious stones and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. And this title was written on her forehead: Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints. This ecumenical religion will persecute and slaughter Christians all over the earth. Ecumenical religion. The blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. And when I, John, saw her, I was greatly astonished. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. That religion had become so degenerate, it was now slaughtering the saints. So it's called the great prostitute in Revelation 17:1 and the mother of prostitute, Revelation 17:5. Point three. This false religious system is unfaithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why it is called a prostitute. This false religious system is unfaithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. Has nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ except to persecute Christians. And therefore it is called a prostitute. This ecumenical religious system is totally evil, totally satanic, filled with abominable things, Revelation 17:4, filled with the filth of her adulteries, Revelation 17:4, and the abominations of the earth, Revelation 17:5. Point four. This ecumenical religious system will be worldwide. This ecumenical religious system will be worldwide. Now we'll go back up to Revelation 17, verse 1, where it says, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters. Now the question is, what does that mean? Sits on many waters. We'll now turn over to Revelation 17, verse 15. Revelation 17, verse 15. Then the angel said to me, the waters you saw where the prostitute sits, ecumenical religion, are the peoples, the multitudes, the nations, and languages. It's worldwide. She sits on the peoples, the multitudes, the nations, the languages, all over the world. It's a worldwide religious system. So subpoint one, under point four, the influence of this ecumenical religious system stretches all over planet Earth. The influence of this ecumenical religious system stretches all over planet Earth. Subpoint two, it is a worldwide religious system. It is a worldwide religious system. Three, she is brought under her sphere of influence, peoples, multitudes, nations, languages, Revelation 17:15. She is brought under her sphere of influence, peoples, multitudes, nations, languages. So the ecumenical religious system will be worldwide, Revelation 17:1 compared with Revelation 17, verse 15. Point five. This is the same worldwide influence and control that the one world ruler, the beast, the Antichrist, will also have. This is the same worldwide influence and control that the one world ruler, the beast, the Antichrist, will also have. Revelation 13:7-8, which said, he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, every people, every language, every nation. The same thing that is said about ecumenical religion, worldwide influence, is now the same worldwide influence and control that the Antichrist will have. Revelation 13, 7 and 8. Point 6. So both the beast, the Antichrist, and the great prostitute, ecumenical religion. Both the beast, the Antichrist, and the great prostitute, ecumenical religion, they both embrace the same geographical territory. They bring the whole world under their influence and control. So both the beast, the Antichrist, the great prostitute, ecumenical religion, they both embrace the same geographical territory. They bring the whole world under their influence and control. 7. In Revelation 17, verse 2, the kings of the earth have been joined to her, the prostitute, ecumenical religion, and they have become one with her in her whole worldwide religious system. In Revelation 17, verse 2, the kings of the earth have been joined to her, the prostitute, ecumenical religion, and they have become one with her in her whole worldwide religious system. Eight, in Revelation 17, verse 3, the great prostitute, this ecumenical religious system, sits on the beast, riding the beast, the Antichrist. And what that means is in the first half of the tribulation, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, the rider, ecumenical religion, will control the beast, the Antichrist. In the first half of the tribulation, the beast, the Antichrist, is subjugated to the authority of the rider, the great prostitute, ecumenical religion. So in Revelation 17:3, the great prostitute, this ecumenical religious system, sits on the beast, the Antichrist. Point 9. This apostate religious system will persecute and attempt to kill all who believe in Jesus Christ. This apostate religious system will persecute and attempt to kill all who believe in Jesus Christ. Revelation 17, verse 6. And as I pointed out, when the Apostle John saw this, he was totally astonished. How could this false, satanic, religious system, so corrupt, so evil, in total contradiction of the God-breathed scriptures, how could such a persecutor of the Church of God deceive the hearts and minds of men all over the world? How could this great prostitute, this ecumenical religious system, have influence and control over the whole world? John was totally astonished. How evil mankind all over the world had become. Point 10. This worldwide ecumenical religious system will come under the divine judgment of the living and true God, Jesus Christ. This worldwide ecumenical religious system will come under the divine judgment of the living and true God. Eleven, the end of this ecumenical religious system is found in Revelation 17:15-18. So let's turn over to Revelation 17. The end of this ecumenical religious system is found in Revelation 17:15-18. Verse 15, then the angel said to me, the waters that you saw where the prostitute ecumenical religion sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The beast, the Antichrist, and the ten horns, the revived Roman Empire, you saw will hate the prostitute. They will hate the prostitute. And they will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts. God has put it into their hearts to accomplish His purpose by agreeing to give the beast, the Antichrist, their power to rule until God's words are fulfilled. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. So, subpoint one. The beast, the Antichrist, and the ten horns, the revived Roman Empire, will hate the prostitute, ecumenical religion. The beast, the Antichrist, and the ten horns, revived Roman Empire, will hate the prostitute, ecumenical religion. Two, why do they hate her? Because they are under her control. Remember, the prostitute, ecumenical religion, has been sitting on the beast, the Antichrist. They are under her control. They've been under her control for the first 3.5 years, and they hate her. Three, they will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Revelation 17:16. And this describes a nuclear attack. She will be nuked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Revelation 17:16. This describes a nuclear attack. She will be nuked. Four, God has put it in their hearts to fulfill His will. Revelation 17:17. God has put it in their hearts to fulfill His will. Revelation 17:17. Five, God is going to allow this satanic religious system to continue until it has gotten a stranglehold on the entire world. God is going to allow this satanic religious system to continue until it has gotten a stranglehold on the entire world. Six, then God is going to move all these puppets who are subservient to it to rise up and destroy it. Then God is going to move all these puppets who are subservient to it to rise up and destroy it. Seven, and this will take place at the halfway point of the tribulation. This will take place at the halfway point of the tribulation. No more ecumenical religion. It's been nuked. Now, the abomination which causes desolation. The Antichrist will go into the temple and declare himself to be God and demand that the world worship him as God. That's the beginning of the Great Tribulation. All right. Well, we still have a lot to see here. There's a lot here. So this is really neat to me to see how we got Joel on Tuesday night and now 1 John on Thursday night, and pulling it all, it all dovetails together, communicating God's word, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing in each one of our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.